Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays. New customers will start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 just using the promo code AWESOMEO when you sign up. Just make a deposit, place your first wager. If you don't win, you will get the amount of that wager back in free bets, so you can go all in on the action at the King of Sportsbooks. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because now, officially, we're talking week one Sunday NFL picks.
No doubt about it. We got things started the other day. We did some picks for Thursday Night Football. Actually, I was really happy. My props cashed with Zeke and Antonio Brown. Ronald Jones and the DFS side, we're not going to talk about that. He did not hurt, but you know what? Now we turn the page, and we've done some first look shows over the offseason about some of the bets we want for week one, but now we've had a chance to kind of see some of these teams, quarterback competitions, injuries, things of that nature, and I know for me, that solidified a couple of the bets that I'm going to make today.
I'm really excited to give you mine. I'm curious if you're on the game that I'm on. I don't think you're going to be on it the way that I'm on it, but it is going to be interesting to see. So I've got one pick. I believe you have two. Let me be the meat in our sandwich.
Okay. I'm going to get things started with just a straight side. I'm going to go to the Broncos. They're on the road. They're playing the Giants. I see 2.5s out there, minus 115. There are threes at basically even money, of course. I'm going to lay a little extra juice and get 2.5. I think you can still find that, and I'm comfortable doing that. So this is a simple fact of this was a game that I really didn't have a ton of interest on, but the more we dug, the closer we got till Sunday, the Giants are hurting. You know, Saquon looks like he's good to go, but I don't expect a massive workload. They're working him back from major injury. Evan Ingram is hurt. Tony is banged up. Galladay is banged up. Shepard is there, but this is an offense that I think it was debatable how effective they would be with Daniel Jones if everyone was healthy. Now they're not, and they're going against the Broncos defense that I still respect. It's still, I think, a strength of the team. They bring in Teddy Bridgewater, who I think is a low variance quarterback. That's going to help them. If they don't turn the ball over, they still have some playmakers on the outside. Sutton comes back, Jerry Jeudy. I like this team. I'm going to say they're going to go on the road and beat just a kind of an underwhelming Giants squad here. So I'm getting a good number. I'm going to get things started with the Broncos for one strip of bacon.
One strip of bacon. How much would you have laid if Drew Lock were under center?
Oh, my God. It would be a whole pig. Just an after. I mean, that would be a whole different situation. But you know what? Teddy Bridgewater, much more reliable signal caller. There's no doubt about that.
Interesting that you're looking for the more reliable signal caller. You mentioned going to someone that's a bit low variance. Not so fast, my friend. We're going a different direction. I'm going to an underdog outright in this spot, and he is ultra, ultra high variance. One strip of bacon on the New Orleans Saints plus 150 against the Green Bay Packers. Now, PFF has the Saints 23rd in offense, 4th in defense. The Packers, number 1 in offense, number 6 in defense. As you mentioned, or as I mentioned, but in describing Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis, kind of the opposite. Very high variance for me. I'm more than happy with that if I'm going to be taking an underdog outright. I'm not looking for a median projection here. I'm looking for the good Jameis, not the bad Jameis. You'd like to see Michael Thomas be available, but not going to be happening here. Still got Kamara. I think Callaway's due for a big year, and it's not just because he's going to be super chalky in DFS contests because his salary is super low. Like, I think he's primed for a lot of touchdowns because Jameis is going to sling it. He's going to throw touchdowns, that's for sure. It's just how many does he throw to the other team is the real question. The defense is actually good. Like, regardless of anything you want to think about the Saints, the transition from Drew Brees to Jameis or to Taysom Hill or whoever the hell else is going to be lining up under center, the defense is actually good. And I think that's very important. What if Aaron Rodgers just doesn't have it? What if he doesn't care all that much? What if he's just worried about being the Jeopardy host or whatever other nonsense he's trying to pull? What if his mind is already thinking, all right, I'm going to be next year's Teddy Bridgewater under center for the Broncos? I don't know. It could be possible. I don't know what to make of Aaron Rodgers. There's some ambiguity there. I don't know what to make of Jameis. 2 years ago, he threw 30 interceptions, but I also don't hate that. I don't mind taking the risks. Do they rally with the fact that New Orleans is not great right now? New Orleans as the city coming out of the hurricane, you know, the game is obviously not being played in New Orleans. I think they rally. I think Jameis is slinging it around. I think at least for week one, it can look good. I don't care about taking the points. If I'm expecting, if this is close, New Orleans can get it done. So give me the plus 150, one strip of bacon on the Saints.
Okay. I think you made a decent case. I'll say this. If I was going to do it, and I'm not, I would definitely take the money line. Jameis is the type of player, they could get their doors blown off, but if he's very good and this unit functions without some of their playmakers, neutral site in Jacksonville, they lean on the defense.
Right.
I could see that. Packers are one of those teams. I don't know. I think they have a real opportunity to be just as good as they were last year, and people kind of forget they were very close to just, I mean, they could have won it all, a couple different plays here or there, or maybe there is some lingering effects from the offseason turmoil. All right.
Quick question for you.
Sure.
Do you think, obviously, Breeze is better for Kamara's like volume.
Yes.
Do you think that having Winston can unlock him more, or do you think it's just simply worse? Or a combination of both, I guess.
For Kamara specifically?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the ideal situation. I think it's a little different in week one, though, because they have no choice. Even if Jameis wants to push the ball downfield, he doesn't have a multitude of options. So Kamara's going to have to be extremely busy, even though I don't consider Jameis the ideal pairing with Kamara.
I just don't know if, obviously, it's a slightly bigger vertical threat in comparison to Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Does stretching it long ways open up more for Kamara closer to the line of scrimmage? Like, I could see the negative of not getting checked down so much just be opened up by the fact that there's just simply more space for him. So I'm really curious to see that for the Saints.
I could see some volume being sacrificed for even higher efficiency. He's a highly efficient player.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. My last pick.
What was yours?
It's ugly. I like it, though. Worst game on the slate. And that's always where I'm drawn. Jags, Texans. Not picking a side. Going to the under. 45.5. That half is important because 24-21 is a very, very common score. You want to get that half. Under 45.5. Simple fact. Last year, Texans, slowest team in the league in terms of plays per game. Jacksonville, 26th. I don't see any reason why those will drastically change. I don't think Urban Meyer wants to play some like crazy gimmicky brand of football with a rookie quarterback. I think they'll both be relatively slow. Tyrod Taylor, he reminds me of Teddy Bridgewater in the fact that he's pretty low variance, not going to turn the ball over. He's got some mobility, kind of just keep them in the game. The Jaguars, I don't know exactly what to expect from the offense, but again, they do have a rookie signal caller, and it's the type of team. I expect both of them to be somewhat inefficient to start the season. They're not very good teams. I think it could be an ugly game, and both teams seem comfortable playing a little slower. So I look to it. Maybe one of the teams controls on the ground. Even if the other's playing catch-up, they just might not be able to. Even not that they're not going against juggernaut defenses, but at the same time, I don't like these offenses. The Texans have nobody. They've got Cooks on the outside and a handful of running backs. The Jaguars got a lot of pieces, but I don't know how well it's going to mesh because we just haven't seen this happen. So a good number here, under 45.5. I know betting unders isn't the most fun thing in the world, but you know what? They can cash. One strip of bacon here. Ugly game in Houston to kick this season off.
Do you know who the backup is for the Texans on the off chance that Tyrod Taylor gets stabbed again?
I think it's David Mills.
I don't know. That's not a real person.
David Mills is also, I think, the name of the guy from Seven.
That I also don't know. What's in the box?
Yeah, that guy, Brad Pitt. I think both of these things are accurate. I think it's David Mills from Stanford, or it's somebody else, and that's the name of the character from Seven. This is the type of hard-hitting analysis you're going to find on the Awesome Odds channel each and every day.
You'll never get it any better than that, anybody. Thank you very much for joining us this entire week. We've got NFL coming up. I don't know what that sentence was. It doesn't matter, man. My brain is mush this week. We got tons of stuff coming up. So make sure you like, subscribe, notification bell, all that stuff. This is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.